But capital investment is not our major investment in longevity. If you're building a business with longevity, what's your major investment? Your time, right? So it's return on your time. Somebody says $600. Is that a good return or a bad return? Well, it depends on how much time it took. If it was 1 hour, it's not a bad return. If it was a year, maybe not quite as good, right? So we're going to look at it, the return on investment. And when you look at the return on your time with longevity, ask yourself this. If you could spend the same amount of time doing the business, would you like a smaller return or a bigger return? Right? And we're going to ask it this way because this will start to make sense with the numbers. If you were working and got paid by the hour, would you prefer $8 an hour or $30 an hour? Okay, now in our business, as we start with our time, we have the ability to get a 30% return or an 8% return, right, for the same work. What's the difference? Well, the 30% is something we call quick start. When you sponsor somebody, instead of an 8% return, we could get a 30% return. So what does it take to get a 30% return when we sponsor people? And the answer is we need an auto ship. Now, here's one of the other reasons I like the longevity compensation plan, because in some compensation plans, they have parts of the compensation plan where you actually have incentives that seem like they're contradictory, right? You know, do it this way for your sponsor, not for yourself, where the sponsor has incentive to do something that might not be in the best interest of the person getting involved. One of the things I love with longevity is that they are aligned. Is it good for the new person to be on autoship? Absolutely. They're going to save money, and that's important. Remember, we go back to real word-of-mouth marketing. It's got to be good for them. We're not doing it just because we earn additional income. We're doing it because it's good for them, because they're going to save some money. They're going to get better results if they're consistent on the product. They're going to stay on it longer. And to make sure that we do that, the company pays us more if we'll help set them up for success. Okay? Now, we also have, when you talk about the return on your time, we have something else called a fast start. Quick start is on BV, and the requirement is 100 QV auto ship for you, not for the person getting on. Okay? It's for you. But if you can get them on the auto ship as well, it's great for them, and they can now earn quick start. Now, fast start is different from quick start because fast start is only given out on CEO packs. When somebody comes in with a CEO pack, which is our best way to get involved, but if they'll do that, there's an additional $100 to the enroller. Okay, the question there is, how long do you get this quick start, right? The quick start is the first 30 days of the person that you enroll. So it doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. It's not your first 30 days in the business. It's you sponsor Larry, and it's Larry's first 30 days in the business you get quick start. Okay? You sponsor Sue, then for Sue's first 30 days in the business, you get quick start. You sponsor Bill, for Bill's first 30 days in the business, you get quick start. Okay? Now, fast start is not about a time, it's about a CEO pack. So whether it's the first 30 days, or it's in 120 days, or it's in 2 years, when they buy that CEO pack, you get paid. Okay? Whoever the enroller is gets paid on that. And we talk about the CEO because that's the best way to get started. And this is one of them, to me, that is a needs to know. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the CEO pack on why it's the best way to get started. I'll just say this. If somebody's coming into the business and they're thinking about doing it as a business, is it good for them to experience more of the benefit of the products? Yeah. Then it's great for them to have the products that they can experience the benefit with. And that's what the CEO pack was designed for. If they're coming in, it's great if they, not just one person, but their family can experience that. And it's not a bad idea to have some initial inventory. I'll give you a little statistic that is pretty exciting for me. I've been with this business now for 18 years. And if you look at our business in 2010, when we had been in 13 years, from 2010 to now, our business has grown ninefold. Saying it another way, 89% of our business has been built in the last 4 years. Right? Now, one of the things that started the turnaround when we started to grow even faster than before, because we were always a great product, But there were a lot of things that came together at the right time. And one of those is that we had people starting to fill their wagons, as we called it, having some inventory on hand. Has anybody ever said to you, hey, do you have any of the killer biotic? I need some killer biotic. Oh, you have peppermint oil. Do you have some CM cream, right? It's not a bad idea to have a little bit of inventory on hand, because if you have it on hand and somebody needs it, you're going to help them out, right? If you have it on hand and your product shipment for some reason is a few days late, you haven't run out, you still have some things on hand. It's not a bad idea. And when people started to have products on hand, they moved more products. So it's not a bad idea to have some initial inventory, and that's one of the things the CO pack can do. It's also a requirement if you're going to get the car bonus or the coding bonus or the stock options, and there is exclusive training. Was anybody at the CEO retreat we had here at the convention, right? If you're not a CEO, you're not at the retreats. And there are some of those retreats that are so good that just being able to go to those retreats would be worth the price of the CEO pack. But let's go on when we talk about return on our investment. If you talk about a financial or a capital investment, if I'm coming in with the CEO or I'm coming with a healthy start, one of the things we have to ask is how many people do I need to build in order to make my money back? What's the size of the organization I need to create in order to get a return on my capital investment? And if you look at traditional businesses, for most traditional businesses, you're looking at hundreds to thousands of people. If there's anybody here staying at a hotel, how many people do you think they need staying at that hotel in order to make money above and beyond the cost of building that hotel? How many people do you think it takes going to a franchise in order for the franchise owner to be able to recoup the money he spent on making the franchise? Now, most hotels need about an 80% occupancy rate to break even on the daily expenditures.